This is 97.7 Country, WGLR FM, Lancaster, Dubuque, Galena. Streaming on our app, Alexa, and WGLR.com. The Tri-State's best variety of country and a Queen Bee radio station.
Jameson Rogers and Some Girls on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. It's finally Friday. Welcome to the Afternoon Cruise with Murph. And coming up, I've got a Smile File story for you that I'm sure Harley enthusiasts will enjoy. It's an event that's happening this weekend in Wisconsin, honoring veterans and Harley fans alike. And I'll tell you more in just a few minutes. Here's Justin Moore. Brand new from Dave Wilbert. It's all yours on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. Playing the newest country music first, guaranteed, with Dave Murphy on the Friday Afternoon Cruise. Time for your Smile File. And Hogs for Heroes is gifting another Harley and the freedom of the road to a Wisconsin veteran this Sunday. Ride on over to the Keg and Patio in Wisconsin Dells as Hogs for Heroes presents Marine veteran Sergeant Rick Erickson of Wisconsin Dells with a life-changing gift of wind therapy. The presentation will mark the 18th injured Wisconsin veteran that Hogs for Heroes has returned to the road in just 5 years of gifting bikes and restoring freedom to those who fought for ours. Bring your friends, two wheels or four, rain or shine, this Sunday, the Keg and Patio will offer a donation lunch option to help raise funds for Hogs for Heroes with live music from Perfect Strangers from noon to 3, and at 1 p.m., Hogs for Heroes will support Rick's healing by handing over the keys to the Harley he chose from Wisconsin Harley Davidson. Unique to this bike, it was fully paid for by the fundraising efforts from the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Hogs for Heroes' mission is simple. They are a 501c3 Wisconsin nonprofit, and they raise funds to buy Harleys for injured Wisconsin veteran riders whose healing would benefit from returning to motorcycling. Each gifting is fueled simply by donations, and 100% of every dollar donated for the bike goes straight to the next bike and veteran pairing. You can learn more at hogsforheroeswi.org. That's hogsforheroeswi.org. And that's your Smile File. Boy, you can sure tell they're husband and wife on that song. They really get into chasing after you. Ryan Hurd with Maren Morris on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com.
On minimum wage.
Blake Shelton's latest on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. It's the Friday Afternoon Cruise with Murph and a free Farmer to Families food box distribution going on tomorrow. I'll tell you exactly when and where you can get your free box in just a few minutes, as we enjoy Carrie Underwood and Wasted.
Yeah, we all need a bar sometime.
Sure was great to hear Clay Walker perform that one live last night at Five Flags Center, along with Tracy Lawrence and 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. Dave Murphy on the Friday Afternoon Cruise. Tomorrow, a Farmer to Families food box distribution drive-through is happening at the new Rolling Hills Church. From 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., it's on West Main Street in Platteville, which is actually County B, headed towards Potosi. Everyone's welcome, families, individuals, students, anyone. There's no guidelines. The free boxes contain milk, yogurt, cheese, cold meat, and produce, such as potatoes and apples. It's a $100 value, and deliveries are also available by messaging your name, address, and number of people in your family to 608-574-0607. I like the Bones, or Boneless is good, too. Maren Morris on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. It's the Friday Afternoon Cruise with Murph. The brand new song from Keith Urban and Pink, One Too Many.
We'll be gone.
Luke Bryan on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. Dave Murphy on the Friday Afternoon Cruise. Speaking of margaritas, that's what Clay Walker pulled out on stage last night. A couple of margaritas for he and Tracy Lawrence as they performed together. What a great show at Five Flags Center. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. If not, there's a couple of other shows to look forward to. Lanco, singers of the number one smash hit Greatest Love Story, will be at Five Flags Center Friday night, June 25th. And I know this is a ways off, but you should start planning now for Kip Moore and the How High Tour on Saturday night, December 4th. Just two of the great shows coming to Five Flags Center, and I'm sure there will be more to come. Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway on 97.7 Country and WGN. WGLR.com, except when that highway is closed, like Highway 81 between Lancaster and Platteville. Man, that's going to feel like a long time when they finally get it open sometime in November, but welcome relief. The highway is open to Highland, Wisconsin, where the Second Harvest Highland Mobile Food Pantry is happening Monday afternoon at about 4:30 p.m. It's a drive-through operation at St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church on Main Street in Highland. There's no pre-registration required. Helping to end food insecurity in the tri-state area, 97.7 Country.
Just not getting over him, God.
Love that new song from Lauren Elena featuring John Party, Getting Over Him, on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. Playing the newest country music first, guaranteed. Dave Murphy on the Friday afternoon cruise. And just a few minutes away, your 5 o'clock regional report to wrap up the week's happenings. But before that, I've got your Nash Vegas news. And Morgan Wallen has finally done it. Done what? I'll tell you coming up. And Garth Brooks has a side gig, and it has nothing to do with singing. I'll tell you about that as well. Your Nash Vegas news next on WGLR.
It's time for the Nash Vegas news on 97.7 Country.
Well, it finally happened. Morgan Wallen performed in public for the first time since his racism controversy back in February. He made a surprise appearance at Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk and Steakhouse on Wednesday and told the crowd he was a little rusty, but they didn't care. They were just thrilled to see him. He performed Whiskey Glasses and Wasted on You, and everybody with a camera pointed it at the stage and captured the moment, so you're likely to find it somewhere on YouTube. Garth Brooks has got himself a side gig. He's the narrator and executive producer of a 10-part documentary series called National Parks. He says, quote, "Our national parks are an amazing gift. The land is what defines us. I'm excited to be part of it." The series debuts next year on Nat Geo. Due to popular demand, Carrie Underwood has added 6 more shows to her Vegas residency. The new shows are in March and April of 2022. The previously announced dates are this December. Carrie's website, CarrieUnderwoodOfficial.com, has all the details. And while we're on the subject, Carrie Underwood guest stars on a new song by the Christian rock band Need to Breathe. It's called I Want to Remember, and it's on the band's upcoming album, Into the Mystery, which is due out July 30th. And Jordan Davis released a new EP today called By Dirt. That's your Nash Vegas news on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com.
Yeah, girl, won't you?
Been a while since we've heard Marty Raven's voice.
Been a girl, won't you?
Brand new from Shenandoah featuring Blake Shelton on 97.7 Country and WGLR.com. Playing the newest country music first, guaranteed.
97.7.